My commentary on the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1, verses 10 through 15. We need to pick up the last part of verse 9. It says, "Then she," meaning Naomi, "kissed them," meaning Ruth and Orpha, "and they wept and said to her," meaning Naomi, "We will go back with you to your people." Now, obviously, the idea of splitting up this threesome was a pretty sad idea. And so they all wept, and the two girls were pretty well convinced that they would not return. But Naomi said, in verse 11, it says, "But Naomi said, 'Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters." I think Naomi was thinking about the levirate marriage here. The levirate marriage, remember, according to the law, Moses stated, if your husband dies, go to the next brother and marry him. Well, these two girls could have went to brothers of their deceased husbands, but there was none. And say, no, Naomi says, listen, even if I could get married again and have children, by the time those boys grew up, you'd guys be too old to marry them. You're not going to wait around that long. I think it's clear that Naomi was thinking of the levirate marriage, the law of Moses, when she said this. And let me say this before I go too much farther. I believe Naomi was a woman of God. I think she understood the law of Moses. And I don't really think, and I think we will see this as time goes on, my guess is that she did not want to leave Bethlehem in the first place. It was Elimelech's idea, or so I think, or so I speculate. And in those days, whatever the husband said went. He didn't really confide in his wife. She had to tag along. She could do nothing else. So I think it was Elimelech's idea, not Naomi's, to go to the Moabs. And all along, while in Moab, she taught her children, her two sons, and her two daughter-in-laws, the ways of the Lord. And she was just reiterating that in this verse. Then Naomi says, "No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you." What she's saying here is, you guys have time to go home, find Moabite husbands. I have no time left. It's a bitter situation for me. I am old, you are young, your life can be redeemed, mine probably can't be. "Because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." The reason why Naomi says there's no hope for her in the future is because she says the Lord's, it's Yahweh, the Lord's hand has come against her. The question is this: was this just the way she was feeling? Was her feelings, her thinking, really accurate? Was the hand of the Lord really against her? Or was this just a feeling, an emotion, a thought process that wasn't the reality of the situation? I believe what Naomi says here was very accurate. I believe that this family left Bethlehem outside the will of God, moved to a Gentile place in Moab, which was the wash basin of the Lord, as we've seen earlier, and God disciplined them while they were outside the will of God. For that reason, what Naomi says is true. Her life became bitter because the hand of the Lord was against her family, even though she herself might have been a godly woman. Godly people can suffer in a society or a family or whatever when the family, the society, is outside the will of God. This is the case with Naomi. Verse 14 says, "At this they wept again. Then Orpha kissed her mother-in-law and said goodbye." Orpha left to go home. She changed her mind. And her name, Orpha, remember, her name means youthfulness. Youth often thinks one thing one day, thinks another thing the next day. They have not yet become mature enough to be stable in their thinking. Orpha, by the very meaning of her name, exhibited what her name meant by basically changing her mind, youthful instability. But the verse goes on to say, "But Ruth clung to her." Ruth clung to Naomi, and her name means friend. Ruth became very loyal to Naomi, as her name implies in the original Hebrew. Interesting thought there. Verse 15. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." Orpha wasn't just going back to her people, but it appears, at least according to Naomi, she was returning to the pagan gods of the Moabites. She was forsaking not only Naomi, but not only Israel, but she was forsaking Yahweh. And so Naomi says, "Why don't you go back as well?" She says that to Ruth. For more information on the Book of Ruth, you can visit my website at stevesweetman.com.